Hello, West Liberty. This is James, and you are listening to 91.5 WGLZ. On today's programs with Students with Stories, we are joined by resident assistant here at West Liberty University, helping founder of the Pride Club, and former online editor of The Trumpet. Please let us welcome Creed Kidney. Creed, how are you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm enjoying this autumn weather.
Yeah, me too.
So... yeah. So a little birdie once told me that you had a scary story when you were here and you thought you were going to die in your dorm room. So would you like to elaborate a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So it was definitely a weird experience, but I think better to like kind of get the point across and the scare factor. I actually wrote it down for a ghost story around the campfire once. So I'll just go ahead and read that for you guys.
I like it.
Freshman year. Feels like it was just yesterday that I was... carrying that old ratty love seat I found on the side of the road up the stairs to the second floor of Beta Hall. I know it's a feeling we can all remember, that palpable excitement that follows you everywhere you go. At times it can still feel almost surreal. We're young, mostly independent, young adults who are just beginning to carve out our place in the world. Yeah, there's the occasional bump in the road, like walking into your dorm room to find it missing a bed, or when you find mold in the shower, or your first night stuck on the toilet because your internal organs finally are going out from all the monster and ramen, but it still all feels like a dream. But then, there's the weird parts. Like that time your door handle jiggled, but no one was outside. When something hit your window that one night, but you just can't figure out who threw that rock, right? Doesn't that happen to everyone? I never met my sweet mate, so I didn't have anyone to vent to about this stuff, but I still remember the only interaction I ever had with them. Well, I'll let you be the judge of that. It was the night of St. Paddy's Day, which I know sounds crazy, but bear with me, it only gets worse. I hadn't really done anything because I was a freshman, obviously, and I was still kind of like getting into like the college experience, and I never really did anything in high school like that, mm-hmm. So I wasn't one to like go to parties or drink or anything, but I think I was hanging out with some friends and they left and I hadn't heard from my sweetmate like all day. So then I went to bed and at around 12:30, 1 in the morning, I hear him get back and he's not being very quiet about it. Like whenever I do hear him, he's not quiet at all. But so he's rumbling around his room and then the bathroom door opens and he gets in the shower. And that wakes me up just because he's a loud guy, like I said. So shower's on. I'm like, okay, whatever. I'll just try to go back to sleep. So he's in the shower, or the shower's on, for like an hour and a half. Damn. It's a long time. It's just running and running and running. And then as I'm like trying to drift off to sleep and I'm getting really close, I hear my bathroom door kind of jiggle. And I was like, that's weird. I mean, maybe it's like the vacuum of like him trying to get out or get into the bathroom again. But then when I roll over, I start to see the wood from my bathroom door kind of crack and rip and pop out. So I'm like, okay, what the heck's going on? So as I'm about to get up, I see a fist shove, like just come flying through this crack in my wooden bathroom door in Beta Hall. And bathroom lights flooding in on my face as I'm trying to figure out what's going on. And then he reaches down and undoes my deadbolt, opens the door from my side, swings it open. He's just standing there. And so at this point, I had rolled over and bathroom lights casting his and my shadow up against the wall outside my bed. And I'm like, I'm going to die. Like, this is it. This is my last moments. I didn't want him to think I was awake. So I was lamenting the fact that I hadn't got to text my friends, my professors, what had happened or how I was going to go out. But I thought someone would eventually find me. But then the bathroom light turns off and the bathroom door closes. And the wood starts to be put back into my door. And then there's nothing. And his bathroom door never closed. So I'm on there. I have my phone and I'm texting everyone on campus, like everyone I know, I'm like, are you up? Are you up? Are you up? Are you awake? Are you awake? I'm going to die. I'm going to die. I'm going to die. And no one's responding. So I get up out of bed and I sneak out of my room and I run down the hallway to the RA's room and I'm knocking on the door as quietly as I can because I do not want him or them or whatever. I'd never met them before thinking that I was going to go tell on them. So the RA finally gets up. He's like, "Whoa, what's the problem? What's the problem?" I'm like, there's a guy. He's like, he just broke into my dorm room. He busted through my bathroom door and he's going to kill me. He wants to kill me. I'm going to die. There's a hole in my bathroom door. And he's like, wait, I don't understand. I don't understand. You've never had a suite mate before. Your suite's empty.
That's scary. What do you feel like throughout that, like afterwards when you found out about that? Were you like, so I'm just imagining it, or like there's still wood on the ground? Or?
Well, okay. So this is actually an RA activity. So we did at training. So we had to write a ghost story, and that was the first thing that came to mind. So I wrote it like that to be like up to scare factor and just kind of be cheesy, like campfire story. But what actually happened was I had a sweet mate. And I never went to the RA. And so that part is made up, but I was texting all my friends and no one answered until my friend at Marshall, which is the bottom of the state, answered. And she's like, "What's up? I'm just awake doing homework." And I was like, "You need to call the police." So she called the police at West Liberty and they were dispatched and they came to Beta and they knocked on my door. And they were like, "What are you doing breaking into people's doors?" And I was like, "I'm the victim." I was the one who like was attacked and like almost died. And they're like, "Oh, okay." And then they like, I hear them like go down the hall and they do the same exact thing to my suitemate's door. And because I have a hole in my bathroom door, I hear him and he's like, "That never happened. I never hit any bathroom doors. It's right there. Like there's a hole in that kid's bathroom door." He's like, "Was there when I moved in?" So he apologized. But it was just so weird. And we never talked, like I said. So that was like the one interaction I had with him. And yeah, kind of set the tone. I became an RA after that, but it's just funny to tell people like, "Yeah, my suite mate tried to bust in through my dorm, through my bathroom." And I was like, "I can never live with anyone ever again."
Yeah. I think if ever that ever happened, I'd be like, "All right, I'm either getting my own place, I'm getting a community style bathroom, or otherwise, like, I'm getting something I can lock and never."
Yeah. Have any
way of someone else getting into my room.
Yeah.
So thank you, Creed. You had me on the edge of my seat early. I was like, "Are you going to die?" But obviously, you didn't die. So this is James and we'll take a short break here on WGLZ 91.5. And when we come back, we have another story about when he was auditioning for his first time here on campus when he's 11 years old for a Christmas parade.
Get ready to put on your hiking shoes and go climb up that hill because Hilltop is home. You are listening to WGLZ 91.5 in West Liberty. We are college radio and we are passionately vocal.
Hello and welcome back to Students with Stories here at WGLZ 91.5. We are here with our guest Creed Kinney, and we are here to talk about his first experience here at West Liberty when he was 11 years old for trying out for a Christmas audition.
So I used to really be into theater. Actually, when I came to West Lib, I was a costuming design minor because that's what I was really into. I'm an art major still, so I love design and creation and that kind of stuff. But not involved with theater anymore. I don't really do acting or anything. I haven't really designed any like costumes. Well, that have been like put to use for a while. But I was in fourth grade and some people from West Lib, I think it was Professor Olick, Michael Olick, came down and they were like, "We need kids for this play that we're doing." And I don't know what happened or what was like triggered in me, but I took it home and I was like, "I'm gonna audition for this play." And I was like, "Okay." So we came up here and I remember I sang because we had to say a line and sing something, and I sang Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and I forgot, like, I like sang it and then I said, like, I don't know, it was dumb. Like, I said Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and I was like, "Ah, I forget the rest." But I got the part of Peter Cratchit because it was Christmas Carol and I was super excited and I had an understudy. So I was like, I felt like the real deal. I was like 11 years old and I was like basically a famous actor. But of course, it couldn't go smoothly because nothing in my life goes smoothly. So it was very involved too. Like, it was like from the beginning of the year, I was practicing almost every night. And then I got up to December or the end of November where we were going to have our shows. And I think it might have been that a dress rehearsal because it wasn't, it thankfully wasn't a show. But my mom picked me up from school because I was a single mom and she worked like three jobs. So it was just like a lot for her to get everything done. And on our way up, we stopped at Hardee's, which is like already bad. Yeah. Call it Heart Attack Hardee's for a reason. And I think I had like combos from school, like you know, like the little,
like the pretzels wrapped in like the filling. Yeah.
So I had like the Hardee's meal and then I was like, oh, I got my combos too. And I ate those on the way up. And the drive up to West Lib is not forgiving.
No, it is not.
So I was already kind of feeling like, like not that super great, but I would tell my mom and she's like, nope, you're doing it. You got to go. I don't know. It's just how me and my sister were raised. But so I got here and I was like, at this point, I was like sweating and like fevering up, which later I came to find out I was super sick and it was like part of a larger problem. But I went in the dressing room and my friend, there was a couple other fourth graders from my school who were auditioning and got the part. And they're like trying to talk to me. And I was like, I don't feel good. And there are all these like, it's just such a funny memory because of like this little like 11-year-old me like bebopping around the dressing room with all these college aged men. And then like, if you're familiar with the Christmas Carol, you know, like the Ghost of Christmas Present, like very elaborate robe, like the green and like all the holly berries and the pine cones and everything. And I was just, I was trying to get dressed and I was just looking at that robe for some reason. So I was just fixated on it. And I think someone came up and they were like, hey, buddy, are you okay? And I just vomited all over this guy's robe. And people were just like, it was the other fourth graders being like, oh my God, he's puking. And then like all these college like guys being like, ew, what the heck is this kid doing? Like, he just threw up all over this guy's costume. And then like, someone ran out and got my mom, and my mom just came into the dressing room and like, there's, and she like started crying and she's like, why did you do that? I was like, I didn't mean to. And, my mom took it to Glowtone dry cleaners at the bottom of the hill because the show opened like a week.
Oh.
And she was like, I don't know what we're going to do. Like, thankfully they got it figured out and they cleaned it all off and everything. But I missed opening night because I was so freaking sick and my understudy had to do it. And
dang.
I was like, "That yeah. But I guess that's what you get from throwing up all over the Ghost of Christmas Present.
I don't know about you, but like, I'm a huge, like, I always find it funny about like throw up stories. Like growing up, if there's a throw up story, I'm like, I'm probably in the background laughing. Because I remember there was this one time we were in eighth grade. We were going to like a track meet and one of my buddies, I still talk to him today. He was running the 400, but he forgot that he was running the 400 and he had a little Caesar's pizza ordered for him. Ugh. So he's like, all right, this is go time. I'm not going to feel well, but we're going to get it done. The moment he crosses the finish line for the 400, takes two steps, is able to get to the trash can and starts throwing up. And I'm in the stands laughing so hard. I felt bad for him, but it's just my humor. Like, I find that stuff funny for some reason.
Yeah.
So, but I bet in the moment you're sitting there like, oh man, what am I going to do? Yeah. Am I going to like get cut essentially? Like, you're going to have to find someone else, but no. So yeah. Thank you very much for explaining some of your stories today.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And thanks. I would enjoy having you.
Me too.
So this is James and thank you for tuning in to Students with Stories. Let's get back to the music here on WGLZ 91.5. We are College Radio and we are passionately vocal.